Chapter 21. Mid-morning was cloudy, but promising to clear up later. Thrug and Dumble had been wakened by the dawn drizzle. The otter sat the little dormouse in the top of the haversack and covered his head with a flap. Shouldering the lot, he strode off northward.
Better on the move than sitting round getting a wet bottom, eh, matey? Come on, give old Thrug a song to keep his paws going.
Any beast on the road at that time would have marvelled at the sight of the big otter stepping out with a singing haversack strapped to his back. Dumble sang his dormouse song.
There's no roof mouse, no chimney mouse, no window mouse or floor mouse. Probably a shore mouse, but I'm the bestest of the lot, 'cause I'm a little dormouse. Oh, yes, I'm a little dormouse, so I'll eat me dinner and grow big, and then I'll be an old mouse.
Ahoy up there! Don't you know no songs about otters, matey?
By noon, the weather had cleared. White clouds scudded across a sunny blue sky on the light breeze. Dumble was freed from the haversack. He skipped along at Thrug's side, enjoying the freedom of the open road. The otter slowed down, placing a restraining paw on his small friend.
Whoa there, shipmate. What's that sitting in the road up ahead?
The shapeless mass lying on the path some distance ahead started moving awkwardly to one side, making for the thinning forest on the right. Dumble skipped round Thrug and began racing toward the object.
Dumble, come back here, you little thickhead!
Thrug roared out as the infant dashed toward the thing. But Dumble had a good head start and plunged onward, ignoring his friend's shouts. Thrug stamped his paws down hard several times, but then, deciding it was useless, he gave chase. It was a falcon, a season-fledged and of no great size. The bird flopped about with its right wing hanging awkwardly as it struggled to seek shelter in the thinning woodlands at the path's east side. Dumble cut off its escape and squatted in front of it, holding out a friendly paw.
Ah, poor birdie. Is your wing hurted?
The falcon halted, its fierce golden eyes distending as it hissed a warning through its dangerous hooked beak.
Stand out on my way, Baron, or I'll make dead meat of you.
The little dormouse chuckled and tossed a piece of candied chestnut in front of the savage creature.
Dumble won't hurt you. Have some food. It's nice.
The bird hopped to the nut and devoured it hungrily. Thrug arrived just then. He decided Dumble and the falcon were too close to each other for him to intervene. Holding his breath anxiously, the otter stood to one side. The bird cocked its head and squinted at him through one eye.
All you wish, Trevor dog. Hey, can the sweet bird not understand me? Does he not know he's in peril? I'm no a sparrow, you ken. I'm a falcon.
When Thrug had got the meaning of the bird's high Northland accent, he replied,
Oh, I can see you're a falcon all right, matey. Look at me. I'm an otter. And I hopes you don't mean my little pal any harm, 'cause I'd hate to have to slay you with this here sling.
The big otter twirled his loaded sling meaningfully. Dumble held out his paw, offering the falcon more bits of candied chestnut.